Okay, real home daf Yudches. Just last Gemara, we'll see again. Just last Gemara on the bottom of Yudzayin and Mabez. Tor Shema, we'll bring a raya. Again, we're in the middle of the Shiloh. Metchilu on the Brice on the Zayin, Rabbi Yehuda said that Mashkim liquid is Mekabel Tumma Midiraisa. And who adin if it touches something else, it's even Metama Kalim Midiraisa. Not only could it be Metama Oichlim if the Mashkim touch, but if it touches a Kali, it's even Metama Kali. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said on the Tev Zayin. Now the Gemara over here is Mashma that Rabbi Yehuda was Chayzer. That Rabbi Yehuda says here, a Mashkim, when it touches a Keli, it's only Metama the Keli Midirabonin, and not Midiraisa. That means a claw, if a Sheretz touched water. So the water is Tomei Midiraisa. Now if this water falls on a Kli, it's not Metama the Keli Midiraisa. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds now. Now, Shiloh is, when Rabbi Yehuda was Chayzer, was the Chayzer Lagamri to say, now Mashke, if it falls upon an Eichel, it's not even Metama an Eichel? Or maybe no, it's only not Metama a Keli. Mashenkein food, it is Metama. That's our question now. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold about this water? When it's Tamei, if it falls upon an Eichel, is it Metama the Eichel or not? So Toshma, bring your raya. The din is Parash Shoshos Samechatis. If you have a regular cow, it could be a kutchim, it could be a regular cow that drank mechatis. Mechatis, that's halacha that you use it to spray on tmeya mesim to metire them. That's from the paraduma that you burn it and the ashes you mix with water. It becomes a mechatis. The halacha of mechatis is it's a chomadika din tumma. That whoever touches it, it's menava tumma, it's metama odim and metama kelim. That's the halacha of a mechatis. That's part of the chokhmah of a paraduma, why it's so sosim. That when we spritz the paraduma on a tomadika person, it's a metara that person. But a torodika person, when he touches the mechatis, he becomes tomi. It's a navatuma. Now here the loch is this para, this cow drank the mechatis. Is the loch of the sarva tomi. The boss of the meat of the animal is tomi. Partially because the water inside touched the bosom. So therefore it's matama the bosom. We have you the mare, botlu b'meyeho. Who the holds no? This mechatis, when it comes into the stomach of the cow, it becomes bottle. So partially learn bottle means that it's not metama at all the cow. The cow is still Torah. Now the kasha is, if you're going to tell me, mekelim hu dehodebei. We have Yehuda was only chayza from kelim, that water cannot be metama keli midiraisam. Ava b'yoichlin, but water, when it touches a food, then I tell you, that maybe Rabbi Yehuda still holds, like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, we had on the Brisa before, that they say that it is metama oichel. In other words, a mashke, that's tomei, could be metama oichel. If it touches food now, the food becomes tomei midiraisa. So the question is, if Rabbi Yehuda is like that, my bottle be meyehom, why do we, legamri, why do we say when this mechatis goes into the cow, when the cow drinks it, it's bottle, it's not metama anymore? It's very good that you understand why the koyach of the mechatis went off it. If when a cow drinks this mechatis, it's not royal to use anymore for mechatis. You can't sprinkle it on a tomatic person. He won't become Torah anymore. So it loses the tumah of mechatis. That we understand. It doesn't have a koyach of a navat tumah to metama odom or to metama kelim. Because it's not fit anymore to be used for the mechatis. Of the kasher is, Tuma kalom miyo nitmu. But our cold part of the havamina is now it's still called water. Still called mashke in the cow's stomach. Now this water, even though it lost the din mechatis, but it's still tomadik water. It's not worse than stam water that touched the mechatis. The mechatis is an avatumum. If it touches other water, it makes it into a regional tumum. So this water now, that metchila was the mechatis, now the cow drank it. So when the cow drank it, it's not roy to be used anymore. So it's poka the shame mechatis, but it's still water. So this water should I call bottom be like mashka that's tummy. So Abazai, why doesn't this water now be metama the buster of the animal? If you're going to tell me that mashka that's tummy could be metama ichlim, why doesn't this mashka in the cow's stomach be metama the buster? At Chazal Chura Tzarai, Rabbi Yehuda was Chayzel Gamri, and holds no, even though water is Mekabel Tumah, it itself could become Tameh, but if it touches something else, it's not Metameh, even food is not Metameh. Mar says no, maybe from here there's no Raya. I tell you, my Botlu B'mayeho, what does Rabbi Yehuda mean, that when the water, the Mechatis, goes into the stomach of the cow, becomes Botlum, like it's not worth anything now, it loses all its Dinim, I tell you, Nami Botlu Mitumah Chamura. It only means to say, Tak, it loses It's din of a tumah chamura. In other words, it's not an avatum anymore. This mechatis, when the cow drinks it, it's not roi, you can't use it anymore for mechatis. You can't sprinkle it now on a person, he won't become tor from that. So therefore, the avatum of mechatis goes off it. Avotuma kalo mitama, brenechnami. The water is still called tomatic water, and if it touches now an oichlim, it could be mitama oichlim. It's like a tumah kalo. A tumah kalo means an easy type of a tumah, that it's only mitama oichlim, that's all. A tumah chamur means it's like an avatum, it's matama odom v'kelim. That goes off this mechatis because it's not usable anymore. But I call upon him, maybe it still has a din, mashkim, that's tomei, and mashkim tomei maybe could be matama oichlim. So tumah kala still remains. For the Gemara, if that's pshat of Yehuda, so what's pshat of Tanakama then? Michlal, you'll have to tell me then, poshid is a machlokes Tanakama and of Yehuda. The Tanakama says that besara tomei, and if Yehuda holds no, the besara is not tomei. If you're going to tell me now, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Basar is still Tomei, because our koponim is a Tumah Kalom of Azoy Mechlal, we have to say then, Kmir is a Raya, the Tanakama Sovan, Tumah Chamura Nami Metamum. That the Tanakama holds, no, it still retains its din of Azamechatis, its Mamish and Avatumah still, and it could be Metamah Odom, Vekalim also. If Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's only Metamah Basar, so the Tanakama that argues on him, the Chura has told this Mechatis is still a regular din of a Mechatis, that it could be Metam Odom Mekalim. For the more, that's not true. For Oho Besara Timei Ketoni, the Tanakama only says that Porosh Yasosas a Mechatis Besara Timei. It only says that the meat of this Porah is Tomei. Mashma, that's all. But if a person now would go touch this water, we're talking about after the cow drank it, you shechted the cow, and you cut open the stomach, and you have the water in the stomach now. So it's mashma, if an odom of a person would touch that water, he would be tar. He wouldn't become tummy. Only the basar, only the meat of the cow was tummy. So if you're going to tell me now that Rabbi Yehuda also holds like that, so what's the machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? Have the Gemara and Echnami. I'll tell you, Kula Rabbi Yehuda. This whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. There's no Tanakama, there's no machlokes here. They all hold the same din. Something is missing in this Mishnah. This is the way it should be said. If a Porah, a regular cow, that drank this Mechatis, this water, that's made from the Paraduma, the ashes of the Paraduma, that has a din, that right now, if a man touches it, he becomes Tomei. So this cow that drank it is Besara Tomei. I tell you true, only the basar, only the meat of the animal is tummy. Once the cow drank it, it like loses the din of mechatis on it. It's not a navatum anymore. Now if a man or kelim would touch it, it would not be tummy. Only the basar, only the meat, only an oichel is tummy. Now, b'medevar mamurim, when do we say this din? Tumakala. Only tumakala it still has. Avotumachamuraloi. But the tumachamur, the original tumah that a mechatis has, that it's like an avatumah, that even if an odom, a person, or a kelim that touch it would become tameh, that it doesn't have anymore. This is even the Tanakama. Of course, the Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda, and he's explaining himself now. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says, the svara is, Gotlo b'meyeho, that when a cow drinks this mechatis, it loses the din of a mechatis. You can't use it anymore for mechatis. If you sprinkle it on a person, he doesn't become Torah. So Yehuda is the one that's saying that it's botul b'meyeho. You can't use it for mechates, the avatumah goes off it. It's not matam odom mekelim. But a tumah kala still has. Why? Because it's like water now, like regular water. If regular water touches an avatumah, it's makal b'tumah mediraisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And it could be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, water that's tumah mediraisa, when it touches food it is matami. As we want to go now on the tzad, that if Yehuda was only chayza from kelim, that when water touches a keli, it can't be matam of the kelim. But enechanami, when water touches oichlim, it could be mederais, it is matam of the oichlim. And that's what this Mishnah goes according to Yehuda, that this mechatis, the parah drank, once he drank it in the stomach, it's not considered like mechatis anymore, it's like regular water, it's like tomatical water. And the reason why the meat of the cow is tomei, because this water went now and touched the meat of the cow, so therefore the meat became tomei, because mashkim could be matam oichlim. So from here we wouldn't have any raya clearly what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Could be was chayzu, and then you say it's batla mayir means legamri, it's not matam at all. Or could be no, Rabbi Yehuda is moid, it's still matam of the bosa. So we don't have a clear raya from this Mishnah. So Maravashi Yomar Li Oilom Botlu Bemeyehel Lagamri. Tell you no. Rabashi is saying it is the machlokes Tanakam and Rav Yehuda. The Tanakam holds the water is still considered like water, therefore it's matama the bosom. Rav Yehuda holds no, it's not considered water even, it's botul lagamri, that after the cow drank it, this water is not even matama the cow anymore. But not the pshat is because Rav Yehuda holds mashke liquid cannot be metam oichlim. No, if it's real good water, water that's tamei maybe could be metam oichlim. But here there's a chsarin mishum dehevele mashkin saruach, because here it's like fashtunke nevasa, that there's something wrong. The water itself became not drinkable anymore. After a cow drinks in the cow's stomach, nobody can drink that water anymore. So it came like something happened to it. It's not drinkable anymore. That's why it lost its shame. It's not metam oichlim. Really, water, a mashke that's tameh, could be metam oichlim. But this mashke in the cow's stomach loses the shame of mashkin. Nobody's going to drink it now. It's a ruach. Therefore, it's not metam at all. So, and the Tanakhama argues and says, no, it's not called Seruach yet, even though it's in the cow's stomach, it's still called a mashkim, and a mashkim could be Matam Oichel. But from Yehuda, again, we have Lariah, what he would hold. Here he says it's not Matam Oichel, because it lost the shame of a mashkim. It's not called something that's drinkable right now. That's why it's not Matam. But maybe real water that's drinkable, if it's Tameh, maybe it could be Matam Oichel. So again, we have Lariah. So tomorrow, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Imrim. Now again, the last part of that brayso that we had on Daf Tes Zayin that we're going to explain now, they had a shita like this: that Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon both said, "Imrim lo oichlin temeim lekelim toirim." A new halacha. We'll soon see how they know from the psukim. They made a chilin that what water could be mekabel tumah mediraisa. If a sheretz touches water, it's metameh mediraisa. The water is tameh. Now, if this water, if it touches food, if it goes on bread or oichlim, it's metama oichlim. But if the water goes on a keli, on a kli, it's not metama kelim. Mashkim cannot be metama kelim mediraisa. Mediraisa, mashkim can only be metama oichlim. That's their shita. We'll soon see how they know it from sukkim. That's what Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon both say. That loichlim temeim, when the water touches a food, it could be metama the food. When it touches kelim, it's Torah. Omer Rabba Barbachona. Omer Resh Lakish, Rabbi Yosi that says this svara is Bishitas Rabbi Kiva Rabba Yomroi. He's saying it in the name of his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva. In other words, the way Rabbi Kiva darshan sukim, you come out with this halacha. It's like Rashi says, Rabbi Yosi was a Talmid of Rabbi Kiva Hoya. Kedatani Bivamis Abol Yivimtoi. Voyoylam Shomem, the world was like empty without any Torah, Kamat. At Shavu Rabbi Kiva, until Rabbi Kiva came, Meitzer Rabbi Seinu Shebedorim, V'shon Elhem, and he learned Torah with Talmidim. V'yelu Hain, these were Rabbi Kiva's big Talmidim. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. So you see, Rabbi Yosi was a Talmid learned by Rabbi Kiva. So we're saying now that Rabbi Yosi says this chilek, that water could only be matam and oichel, and not a keli, that's only because he darshens the same way as Rabbi Kiva darshens the psukim. Now, how does Rabbi Rabbi Kiva darshan the psukim? The Dorish. Rabbi Kiva darshan when the pasuk says yitma yitama. The pasuk doesn't say the thing became tomei. Tomei with the mashma of a sheretz touches the water becomes tomei. But the pasuk rather says yitma. Yitma mashma, it could be matama something else. That's the chiddush, even though mashke becomes tomei, not that it stays by itself, but it could be matama something else. And we'll soon see it only kiv matama oichlim and not kelim. Rashi says the darish yitma the exiv gabi oichlim tumeyim yitma. The pasuk says when oichlim becomes tomei, doesn't say stam it's tomei, but it says yitma that it could be matama something else. Now that's Rabbi Kiva darshens that way, and Rabbi Yosi also v'yilnami darish yitma the exiv gabi mashkin means tumeyim yitma. Not that the pasuk says water could become tomei, it doesn't say a lashon the mashkim is tomei, but the pasuk says rather v'chol amashka she yishase v'chol kli yitmo. Yitmo is mashma two things: it becomes tomei, and it could also be matam as something else. Now, so the more detnan we learned boy by yom dorash Rabbi Kiva. On that day, Rashi says that they made Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah the nosi. On that day, Rabbi Kiva dashin that he dashin like this. The pasuk says v'chol kli cheres. Asher yipol mehem el toichoi, if a sheretz falls inside a kli cheres, the pasuk says kol asher besoichoy yitma. Anything inside the kli becomes tummy. So zot gemara eino oimet tummy. The pasuk doesn't say what's inside the kli becomes tummy ela yitma, but rather it becomes tummy that it could be metame something else. That means yitame acherim. It could even be metame something else. If what's inside the kli cheres goes outside and touches something else, it's metame something else. Limud, from this pasuk we learn out al kikar sheni. If you have a regular piece of bread, that's chulin, it's not even truma, it's regular bread that, like we eat. If it becomes a sheni l'tuma, the din is midiraisa Reb Kiva holds she'isa shlishi b'chulin. There's such a thing that a sheni could make a shlishi b'chulin. We don't hold like Reb Kiva. We hold by chulin you only have a sheni. There's only a shlishi by truma. Reb Kiva holds no. The pasuk now is telling us the chiddush that a sheni could make a shlishi. Now what's the case? Rashi masbir like this. There's a chiddush of a kli cheres, that means an earthly keli, that if, let's say, you have food inside the kli, and the sheretz now just comes inside the avir, the ear of the kli, the sheretz doesn't even touch the side of the kli, it doesn't even touch the food inside it, it only comes inside the ear of the kli. There's a chiddush hakra now that the kli itself becomes tummy. Now, how is the kli tummy? It's considered as if the sheretz went and touched the keli. So the kli is a rishon l'tumah. Now, any food inside the kli also becomes tummy now, because the keli, the kli itself, is touching the food. Like the food is inside the glass, it's earthly keli. So if the keli around became tummy rishon l'tumah, it touches the food inside, it becomes a sheni l'tumah. So the pasuk is saying now, v'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem al toichoy, if a sheretz falls inside it, kol asher v'soichoy yitma, any food that's inside this kli cheres becomes tummy. But the pasuk doesn't say tomei, the pasuk says yitma, that this food inside, which is a sheni l'tuma, when it comes outside and touches something else, it can be matama something else. So the pasuk is saying clearly, even by chulin, a sheni makes a shlishi. That's the way Rabbi Kiva darshins. That's why the pasuk says yitma, that this food, this bread inside the kli, which is a sheni l'tuma, when it comes outside, it's matama something else. That's where Rabbi Kiva darshan's over there by the kli cheres by oichel. Now, how does Rabbi Kiva darshan by us by water by mashke that we're saying now that Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Kiva to tell us that mashke water when it becomes tamei it could even be metama oichlem also, because the end of the pasuk says v'chol mashke asher yishosem v'chol kli yitma. Now this pasuk is also talking about the same pasuk. It's talking about you have water inside a kli cheres. There's water inside this earthly keli. Now the sheretz again came inside the kli. So the kli became tummy. The keli touched the water, was matama the water inside. And the pasuk again says, yitma, that when this water comes outside, it could be matama something else. So that's Reb Yosi Zariah, that water could be matama something else. Chomashka asher yishosa v'chol kli yitma, says yitma means latame tumasoichlim. That when it comes out this water and touches food, it could be matama the food. So the Gemara atoyma latame tumas oichlin. You're telling me now when the water comes out of the kli, it could matama food. Or yeno, maybe not like that. Elo latame tumas mashkin. Maybe when the water comes out of the kli and touches other water, it could even matama other mashkin. Like what are you telling me now? It could only be matama food, a solid. Why when the water comes out, why can't it be matama second water? So tomorrow, Marta, I'll tell you, loy kachoye, that can't be. Tomorrow, my loy kachoye, why can't that be? Omera papa, cause loy matzino tuma shoisek yoitzebo. That's the cloud that midiraisa, at least a lot of mandiyama hold like this, that one tomein can make the other thing just like a tomein. In other words, food. If food touches food, it can't be matamrit midiraisa. If water touches water, it can't be matama midiraisa. If a kli that's tamei touches another keli, it can't be matama. There's only a thing, a keli could be matama mashke. A mashke liquid could be matama keli. A liquid maybe could be matama oichel. But liquid cannot be matama liquid. That's the cloud. We'll soon see the psukim. That's what Papa's saying, that Lo Mitzinu never found tuma sheisuk yoisebu. A keli or a mashke that's tamei, if it touches the same object, it can't be matama that thing. So therefore, this pasuk, when it says that the water inside the kli is tamei, and when it comes outside, it's matama something else, It can't mean it's metama other mashkin, because there's no such thing like that. So it has to mean when it comes out, it's metama food. Now the question is soon, but how do we know it's not metama keli? Maybe when it comes out, it could even be metama kelim also. That's what we're saying, that Yesi holds, that water could only be metama food, but it can't be metama kelim. That's soon going to be the question, why not? So the more Ravina says, Migufa dekra namila motzis amrit. From this pasuk itself, you can't say that the water inside the kli should be metama other water. Why? That yitmo latame tumas mashkin. You can't tell me pshan this pasuk that the water inside the kli cheres, when a sheretz comes inside and the water becomes tame, you can't tell me when the water comes outside it'll be metama other water. Why not? Di saka daitach yitmo de seifon latame tumas mashkin. If you want to tell me the end of the pasuk that says v'chol mashka sheyishosu v'chol kli yitmo, that's talking about the water inside the kli cheres when it becomes tummy, that it could even be metama mashke. If that's pshat of the last word yitmo in this pasuk, that it's talking about it could be metama even water liquid of the yitmo duresha. When the beginning of the pasuk before that says v'chol kli cheres sheyipo mei maltoichoid kol asher b'soicha yitmo, anything inside it is tummy. Says kol asher b'soicha yitmo. When the pasuk in the ratio says yitmo as a churanami letame tumas mashkin, it also has to mean that if the food inside the kli cheres becomes tamei, it could be metama oichlim. That's what you have to say. It could be metama mashkin. For the Gemara Abazoi niyavinu v'nichtevinu. Why doesn't the pasuk put the two things together? The pasuk is talking about that in the kli cheres, either there could be food inside it when the sheretz came in, or else the end of the pasuk saying if there's water inside the kli cheres and the sheretz comes in. The pasuk says both become tummy. If you can tell me now that both have the same koyach to be metama mashke, so why does the pasuk have to have a ganza riches, a long pasuk here? It should have said both a kedushim together. It should have said mikolo oichol asher yochal asher yovi olav mayim, any food inside this kli cheres. Or else any water, any liquid that's inside this kli is yitmo. When it becomes tamei, it could even be metama something else. So the kasher is trei yitmo lomali. Why does the pasuk divide into two parts? The first says when there's food inside it, the food becomes tamei, it could be metama something else. And another part says when there's water inside this kli cheres, in this earthly keli you have water, and now a sheretz comes inside it, so the kli becomes tamei, and then the mashka becomes tamei, and when the mashka goes out, the mashka could be matama something else. Or bazoi, why does the pasuk say two times yitmo? Ella, you have to say yitmo dereisha letamei tumas mashkin. The first yitmo is talking about when food becomes tamei in the kli cheres, when it comes out, it could be matama mashka. If it touches water, it would be matama the water. Mashen kein yitmo de seifa, but in the seifa, the end of the pasuk, that's talking about when you have water inside the kli cheres, and the sheretz touched went inside the kli, so that the water is tamei, hateya dafka latame tumas oichlin. The water now could only be metama food. Mashen kein mashkim, it cannot be metama. But that's the cloud, the same object, like water, cannot be metama another water, or food cannot be metama food. Therefore, since the pasuk separates the two cases and says two separate yitmos, we're saying now that food has one halacha. When food becomes tamei, when it touches mashke, it could be matama de mashke. But when mashke is makabel tuma from the kli cheres, it cannot be matama another mashke. It could only be matama neichel. That's why it has two separate dinim. So the pasuk has to divide up and says two different yitmos. The pasuk has to say. For the Gemara now, the kasha, the emor the tamei yetzakelim. True. We have now, when you have this water inside the kli cheres, so when the water is tamei, the pasuk says yitma, when it comes out, it could be matama something else. But we're saying now, what could be matama? Only food. Now, mashkim, we understand. Water cannot be matama water. But the kasha is, what about kelim? Why can't this water, when it touches the keli, why can't it be matama the kelim? Why do we say only food and not kelim? So the Gemara, v'lav kal v'chaymu. From this I have a kal v'chaymu to say, it cannot be matama kelim. Or ma'akli, ma'adach a kli itself, she'metama mashka, a keli that's tummy, when it touches food, when it touches water, it could be metama the mashka. For nesvegan ain't metama kli, but one keli cannot be metama another keli. Of a keli, if a plate is tummy, when it touches another plate, it cannot be metama the second plate. Even though when a plate touches water, it could be matama the water. This water that's tamei because of the kli cheres. We're saying now the sheretz came inside the kli cheres. It was matama the kli. The glass now, earthly glass, became tamei. And therefore the mashka, the water inside, is tamei because of the kli. So this water was only tamei because of the kli. As I bezoy ein adin shloyit mesakelim. Avada, this water now cannot be matama kelim. Just like the water only comes from a kli, from the outside earthly keli, and the earthly keli, if it touches another keli, it can't be matama that keli. So bezoy mashka should be the same thing also. This mashka, kidas tamei only because the keli cannot be matama something else, cannot be matama another keli. So therefore, for pshita, this water cannot be matama kelim. So the marbi aimo. That's true. If the water is only mekabel tuma from a keli, I understand why it can't be better than the kli itself, and it cannot be metam another keli. What's going to be if a sheretz touches water directly? So the water now is tummy now. Is the chura, the sheretz, if he touches a keli, he could be metam a keli. So this water now should also be allowed to be metama kelim. Is hochinami de metama mashkin? In this case now, how do I know this water can't be metama the mashkin? This water can't be metama kelim. Hey, what made the water tame? A sheretz. Now, if a sheretz touches a keli, it could be metama keli. So the same way if a sheretz touches a keli, the keli is tame. Now the sheretz touched the water is tame. But why can't this water go and be metama keli now? And you're telling me a klal, Rabbi Yossi is saying that no water that's tameh could have ever be matame kelim. So why not? And if the Gemara like this, mashkin haboyim achme sheretz. That's what you tell me so poshid, that if a sheretz touches water, the water becomes tameh, mik sivi. It doesn't say that in the Torah anywhere. The Torah never talks about that water became tameh from the fact that a sheretz touched the water. That we don't find. The pasuk only says that the mashkin becomes tameh because of the kli. So since the pasuk doesn't talk about mashkin being tummy from a sheretz, we don't know what the loch will be. For the Gemara, good. Isn't it a kal v'chaymer though, Kossi? I have a kal v'chaymer that if a sheretz touches water, the water should become tummy. It's a kal v'chaymer. Uma mashkin, maduch water. Uma mashkin, haboye machmet kli. Maduch water that's inside the kli cheretz. So we're saying now when the kli cheretz becomes tummy, the kli cheretz is matama the mashkin. Is metamim mashkim? Or bezoy? If it's metamim the keli, is metam this water? Or bezoy is a kal b'chaymer that mashkin haboyim machma sheretz. If you have water that became tummy because of a sheretz, which is a bigger koyach of tumah than a keli, because the sheretz is nava tumah. The keli we're talking about now is you have an earthly keli here that a sheretz came inside the ear of the avra of the kli, so the kli became tummy. Now madach this kli that's tummy now from the sheretz. When it touches water, the water becomes tamei. So pshita, the sheretz itself, if it goes directly and touches water, pshita, the water should become tamei. So it's a kal v'chaymer that a sheretz could be matama water. So the more it's a kal v'chaymer. Uma mashkin haboy machmas kli matamim. Mashkin haboy machmas sheretz lekoshchein. Avada navada water that's tamei from that if a sheretz touches the water, avada the water should become tamei. So the kasher is now, you have a case that water is tamei because of a sheretz. So now, why don't we say when this water touches a keli, it should be matama the keli. Hey, you can't learn that like before. Before we said, if the water only becomes tamei from a keli, we understand. Since the keli itself can't be matama another keli, because one object can't be matama the same object, so therefore the water that came from the keli can't be matama another keli. But here we're talking about now, we have a case that the water became tamei because of a sheretz. Now, a sheretz itself, if it touches the keli, it is metama the keli. So, who adin this water should also be able to metama the keli. And if the Gemara on here, we have a klal, da yo love min adin lias kanodin. Anytime you learn out from a kal v'chaymer, you're learning out one din from another din, it can't be bigger than the din you learned it out from. So, you want to tell me now, how do we know if a sheretz touches water, the water becomes tummy? How do we know that? We only know that from a kal v'chaymer that if a keli touches water, the water becomes tamei, savakabachayma. This keli is only rishon l'tumah. So maduch, the keli has a right to matama the water. For sure, the sheretz, that's an avatumah, could be matama the water. So that's the kabachayma, that the water is tamei from a sheretz. But if you're learning it out from a keli, it can't be better off than the keli is. The keli itself was saying now, if the keli was matama the mashker, the mashker cannot be matama another keli. So who are there now? When this water became tamar from a sheretz, if it's only from a kal b'chayma, there's a svar from dayun. You can't be mikil or not more dinim than it has from the place you're learning it out from. And if you're learning it out from the case where the water became tamar from a keli, so just like when the water becomes tamar from a keli, we say now this water cannot be matam other kelim, who are then when the water became tamar from a sheretz, it also cannot be matam other kelim. Therefore, it's good, Rav Yossi, that water that's tamei cannot be matam a kelim.